नमस्कार, स्वागत है आपका। हेलो, यू आर लिसनिंग टू news18.com's Daybreak।
One of the most recognized local faces of Kashmiri militancy, Hizbul Mujahideen's Sameer Bhatt alias Sameer Tiger, was killed along with another Hizbul militant, Aqib Khan, in an encounter on Monday. One civil teenager, Shahid, was also killed during the encounter, and two army personnel, including a major, were injured in the encounter. In another incident, suspected Lashkar-e-Toyba militants shot dead three civilians in the old town of Baramulla district in Jammu and Kashmir on Monday. On Sunday, the government made a major announcement. With a remote village in Manipur being connected to the electricity grid, it claimed that all villages in the country were now electrified. A reality check conducted by News 18 in Bihar, however, has found that some villages just a few kilometers from capital Patna were dependent on lanterns despite being electrified. Travel a little further and it is clear that many villages are electrified only on paper, as they don't even have any infrastructure to supply electricity. The All India Institute of Medical Sciences on Monday filed a police complaint with Delhi police alleging miscreants misbehaved with AIIMS staff while protesting over RJD chief Lalu Prasad Yadav's discharge from hospital. A security guard of AIIMS was injured in the incident. Lalu Yadav is lodged in Ranchi's Bisra Munda Central Jail since December 23, after being convicted in the Deogar treasury case. He was admitted to AIIMS in New Delhi on March 29 after a special CBI court allowed him to seek specialized treatment at the Premier Institute. Andhra Pradesh CM Chandrababu Naidu on Monday said that while the Modi government could spend ₹2500 crore to build a statue of Sardar Patel, it could spare only ₹1500 crore to build a city, the new state capital in Amravati. The Telugu Desam Party intended the Tirupati rally to be a reminder for the government, which has failed to keep up its promises to grant special status to Andhra Pradesh. A Kota schoolgirl was abducted, confined to a room and raped for 4 days by a man who had befriended her on Facebook and his accomplice, the police said on Monday. The two men were arrested and produced before a fast-track court, which sent them to judicial custody till May 15. The police said the 16-year-old victim was a class 11 student in a private school. Vijayawada's Bhogi Suraj Krishna has topped the joint entrance examination mains for admissions to engineering colleges across the country, with over 2.3 lakh students, including more than 50,000 girls, qualifying the test, whose results were declared today by the CBSE. Porn actress Stormy Daniels has sued American President Donald Trump over defamation charges. Daniels, who has alleged an affair with Trump, filed the complaint in federal court in New York on Monday. At issue is a tweet Trump made in which he dismissed a composite sketch that Daniels says depicted a man who threatened her in 2011 to stay quiet about her alleged sexual encounter with Trump. Kamal Shukla, a journalist from Bastar, has been booked on sedition charges for sharing a cartoon on his Facebook page. The cartoon reportedly takes a dig at judiciary and government of India. Bastar has earned notoriety for repeated attacks on its journalists. A local journalist from Dantewara, Prabhat Singh, was jailed for 96 days in 2016 for posting a message mocking a police officer on an unofficial WhatsApp group. The BJP in Jammu and Kashmir may be on the verge of making MLA Rajiv Jasrotia, who allegedly attended the pro-accused rally in the Kathua murder rape case, a cabinet minister post the cabinet reshuffle. Jasrotia went missing a month ago following the huge public outrage over the gang rape and murder of 8-year-old Bakarwal girl. A youth who was critically injured in a recent clash in Phagwara between members of the Dalit community and right-wing groups over the renaming of a traffic intersection succumbed to his injuries at a Ludhiana hospital on Sunday. Security in the area has been beefed up following the death of 19-year-old Dalit activist Jaswant Bobby. Punjab police, besides personnel of the Rapid Action Force, anti-riot squads and women police and BSF, have been deployed in all sensitive areas in the town. Twin blasts rocked the capital town of Afghanistan. Shah Marai, Associate French Press's chief photographer in Kabul, lost his life along with 21 others in a blast that targeted the journalists. Shah was killed in the second blast as the journalists rushed to the spot after first blast. 21 journalists have lost their lives in Afghanistan in 2017. Agree or disagree? In my writ petition against the Union of India, I have challenged Section 377, stating that the criminalization of consensual sexual relationships between adults goes against the constitution of this country. I believe the right to choice of sexual orientation encompasses the right to life with dignity and the right to privacy. Since these are fundamental rights according to the Article 21 of the Indian Constitution, the discrimination based on sexual preference is a violation of the constitution itself, writes Keshav Suri, son of Lalit Suri and one of the heirs of the Lalit Hotel. On Reel, watch how the twin blasts rocked Kabul, Afghanistan on April 30, 2018.
Thank you for joining in. Stay tuned for more.